Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud, beginning in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, at the second Mishnah of Halacha Tes. Agoizeles Ager, Venishbaloi, Umeis, Hoizim Mishalim, Kain Vachimish, Lakahonim, Va'asham Lamizbeach, Shneemar, Vim Ein Laishkoil, Ashiv, Ha'asham, Vagoime. If one stole from a convert and swore falsely to him, and the convert died, the Gazlan pays principal and chomesh to the Kohanim and brings a korban osham on the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek, Hey Pasuk Ches, if the man has no redeemer to return the osham. Hayamale Sakesev Esa Osham, Umeis Hakesev Yinosein Labana Ba Osham, Yaj Yistoev Vimacho Yipudom of Nandava. If he was bringing the money and osham to the Beis HaMikdash and he died, the Gazlan's heirs inherit the money. The korban grazes until it gets a blemish, it's sold, and the money is used for a nadava, which is an oila of the sibol. Nosan es hakesev l'anchei mishmar, umeis, hein ayoshim yichoyin lohitzi miyadam, shneemar, asher yiten l'koyin lo yiyeh. If he gave the money to Kahanim of that particular division and then died, his heirs cannot take it back. A man who will give to the koyin, it will be to him, who means to the koyin, to the pasuk, the pasuk yud. The Gemara says, Chalfai, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Omar, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Chalfai and Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina both said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The door of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Bameh, Hakos of Medaber, Begoizel, Esager, Benishbalo, Yomais, Shemeshalem, Kem, Bechoimish, Lekehanim, Beosham, La Mizbeach. Vimein, Leish, Goyel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili expounded, what does this verse discuss? Somebody who was stole from a convert and swore to him and he died. He pays principal and chaimish to the Kohanim and an ashram to the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk says there in Bamidbar Hei Pasuk Ches, if the man has no redeemer. Haton kapor chayev, yot zesh in ton kapor. If the case is he was bringing the money and he died, his heirs inherit the money, it's because once the convert died, the Gazlan acquires the money. One who needs kapor is obligated to return it. This excludes this one who does not need kapor. So the dead Gazlan cannot get kapor and his heirs did not sin. Dorish Rabbi Kiva, Kishibba Mezufrin, Bemarkos of Metaber, Begoizin Esager, Venishbalai, Umeis, Shemeshalem Kem, Bechoimish, Lekehanim, Be'oshna Mezbeach, Shneemar, Ve'imein, La'ish Goyel, Begoimah. Rabbi Kiva expounded when he came from Zufrin, what does the Pasuk discuss? Someone who stole from a convert and swore to him and he died. And now Reuben pays principal and Choimish to the Kohanim, and then Asham to the Mezbeach, as the Pasuk says, if the man has no redeemer. Enecha Adam Yisor, She'ein La'Goyel, Ela Zehager. No one Yisrael does not have a redeemer if one sold himself to be a slave or sold his land, his relatives are commanded to redeem him or his land. The exception is a convert who has no relatives. Rav Reish Lakish da Amri Rekibihi da Amar Toshav Ashma b'chol makom. Rav and Reish Lakish both said that our Mishnah is like Rekiva who says that the theft must be returned in every case, which is unlike Rav Yosef Glili who holds that once the convert died, the Gazlan acquires the money, and he may keep it unless he needs kapora. The Kiva holds he must remove the theft from his possession.